Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Chochef. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the ninth line, Hagisoi Iftanitani. Hagisoi Iftanitani, Yesh Leibonim V'chasonim, Iftanitani Ein Leibonim V'chasonim. The case of Gisoi of brother-in-law in the Mishnah, some Tanaim learn that the sons and son-in-laws are also possible, and some teach that the sons and son-in-laws of the brother-in-law are not possible. Ma dama yesh leibonim v'chasonim imena, ma dama ein leibonim v'chasonim mimokam acher. The one who says that there is a psul for sons and son-in-laws, it is from her, means his wife, and the one who says that he does not have sons and son-in-laws, means they're not possible, means it's a case brought from another wife, and they can testify. Rav Nafak lemayu, it should say, mashkoin levichia baba, ova b'chad Asal, v'ashkach, v'yeruchanon, yasev, v'makshi, taninan, cholgoy, v'adoy, eshes cholgoy, mahu, bal cholgose, mahu, eshes ishe kabaylo, u bal ki ishtoy. Rav went to bring hides for Rav Chiya Rabba. He went to one place and found Rav Yeruchanon sitting and asking, Amish had taught his stepson alone. What is the law of his stepson's wife or his stepdaughter's husband? Do we say that a woman is like a husband and a husband is like his wife? They concluded that his stepson's wife is like a stepson, and a husband is like his wife. Rav Chista, boy, Dor Shlishi, Ma'u Shehe Muta Be'eshes Rishoin, Moshe, Ma'u Shehe Muta Be'eshes Pinchas. Rav Chista asked, is the third generation permitted with the wife of the first generation? Means, may Moshe testify for the wife of Pinchas, which is the grandson of his brother? Ve'esh Lokish Amma Mekavloin, Rishokish answered that we accept the second and third generations to testify about the first in pressing circumstances. Rav Yochanan Amar Filu Mevach, Rav Yochanan says, we accept them freely. Kechada Hagifei Rav Huna Havaleidein Din Im Chad V'Amash Amar Komad Rav Huna Amar Ana Mekabelolai. The Mishnah says that one who was a relative and was distant is kosher, but it just says, even if his daughter died and he has children from her, he is disqualified, and it's like Rav Huna's gis, his brother-in-law, who became distant. He had a din with somebody, and he said, whatever Rav Huna will say, I accept for myself. Shama Rav Huna ba'amar kadin, v'deini kishem she'omru l'ma'alon kacham m'lamaton. Rav Huna heard and said this, that he's kosher now. I know that just like they argue above, they argue below. Since the Yidah said even, it shows that the first Tana argues, and is machshir, also a son-in-law who is distant. Surely he is machshir two brother-in-laws when one of their wives died. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yirmiyah quoting Rav said the Halacha follows Rav Yehuda that he is disqualified. And the next Mishnah says, Ha'oyev v'asoyne eivu ha'oyev v'zeh sheshvinoi v'asoyne kol shulay dibeimoi shloshes yomim v'eiva. The Mishnah says a close friend or enemy cannot testify. A close friend refers to a shushvin, which is one who brought gifts to a chosn. An enemy is one who didn't speak to him for 3 days due to hatred. The Rida who taught the end of the previous Mishnah taught also this. Amulo lenechshutu yisol al-kach. Ham say yisol, I'm not suspected of this, to testify falsely due to love or hate. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Tavlai, Rabbi Avina, b'shem Rav, b'shiras yimei ha-mishter shonu. Rabbi Tavlai quoting Rabbi Avina, quoting Rav, said that a shushpin is possible during the 7 days of Mishter, which is the Sharei Brachos, the nuptial feast.